Welcome to Moments of Inspiration, an international Christian ministry sponsored by many Christians and churches of Christ interested in sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ. Every message and program is designed to honor Jesus Christ, who is Lord of Lords and King of Kings. We invite you to listen for the next 15 minutes as we present a time of worship with inspirational songs and a biblical message brought by MOI's featured speaker, Max Pratt. Please join us now for a few moments of inspiration.
From the scenes of the crucifixion, we find Matthew recording these words. The chief priests and teachers of the law and the elders mocked Jesus. He saved others, they said, but he can't save himself. He's the King of Israel. Let him come down now from the cross, and we will believe in him. He trusts in God. Let God rescue him now if he wants him. For he said, I am the Son of God. Welcome to this edition of Moments. We offer our ministry to every listener every time we broadcast a program, and we pray to our Heavenly Father that the gospel of Jesus will be heard and that the hearts of the hearers, the divine love from above, will be felt and will be found.
Jesus, you're the sweetest name of all. Jesus, you always hear me when I call. Oh, Jesus, you pick me up each time I fall. You're the sweetest name of all. Jesus, how I love to praise your name. Jesus, you're still the first, the last, the same. Oh, Jesus, you died and took away my shame. You're the sweetest name of all. Jesus, you're the soon and coming King. Jesus, we need the love that you can bring. Oh, Jesus, we lift our voices up and sing. You're the sweetest name of all.
The men who opposed the teachings of Jesus and questioned his authority stood at the foot of the Lord's cross, claiming that he could not save himself from this judgment. These are the men who solicited false witnesses against Jesus. They paid Judas to betray him so they could get their hands on him apart from the crowds. They did not believe his claim. They had seen the obvious miracles that Jesus had done, but instead of believing in his power to heal others from their troubles, they found fault with Jesus. They plotted and planned the murder of the Lord. They had the audacity to accuse Jesus of deception. They said that he blasphemed because he made himself equal with God. Jesus called God his Father. With envy in their hearts, they took Jesus to Pilate and accused him of crimes against their law that deserved death. Since they could not put him to death legally under Roman law, they came to Pilate to get him to pronounce the death sentence upon Jesus. Pilate examined Jesus and all the evidence against him. He returned to the men and told them that he found no fault in Jesus. Pilate knew how jealous these men were because Jesus drew so many people to him. And the people loved him. The people were blessed by him. They came to Jesus. And Pilate tried to reason with these men about the innocence of the Lord. He would even bargain with them, giving them the choice between Jesus or Barabbas to be set free. He appealed to their sympathy, having Jesus flogged. Surely, he thought, that would be punishment enough for them. But no, the men insisted on him being put to death. They stirred the crowd into clamoring for his crucifixion. The chief priests, the teachers, and elders among the Jewish people rejected the authority and claim of Jesus. They did not believe in his claim to be the Son of God, the long-awaited Messiah. When Pilate wrote the crime for which Jesus suffered death, he wrote, "Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews. These men immediately objected to it. They went to Pilate asking him to change the charge to the fact that he claimed to be the King of the Jews, but Pilate refused. These men who now mocked Jesus stood at the foot of the cross while he is bleeding and dying, claiming a victory. They were confident that they had accomplished their mission. They were watching their enemy die. Jesus was nailed to the cross. They were sure he could not save himself from dying. They did not believe he had the power to come down from that cross. And so they were boasting. They were criticizing and ridiculing Jesus. They did not believe in him. These men stood there and lied when they said that if he could come down from the cross, that they would believe in him. They lied. They had seen the blind eyes opened, the lepers cured, the lame walk. They had witnessed the dead being raised to life. The miraculous powers of Jesus were overwhelmingly obvious. One of their own, Nicodemus, came to Jesus at night for fear of his being seen with Jesus, and he said, "We know that you are a teacher who has come from God, for no one could perform the miraculous signs you are doing if God were not with him." They had not believed in him. They would not believe in Jesus had he come down from the cross. Nothing would have changed. They had already heard, and they had not believed. They had already seen his power, and they had not believed. His coming down from the cross that day would not have convinced them. I'm convinced that had it been me on that cross, being spat upon, mocked, writhing in pain, being put to death for no crime or sin of my own, and having the power to come down from the cross as Jesus had, I would have come down and faced those men. I would have wanted to prove to them I could rescue myself. This scene convinces me of the Lord being God. He overcame the pride of life and accomplished the will of the Father. He stayed on that cross and he suffered and died instead of calling the angels from heaven to come and save him. Christ's power to save was being questioned by his mockers. Jesus did not come down from the cross and save himself. Instead, he stayed on the cross to save others, including them. These men could not accept Jesus as God. Yet that is the very message of the Bible. God became flesh. The Creator of life became a part of the life that he created. The God of heaven came down to earth to live as man, to be subjected to temptation, and to suffer. The message of the gospel of Jesus is that God has expressed his love and grace in the most amazing way. And all of us who have accepted the witness to his resurrection believe that he is who he claims to be. We believe in him because he calmed the winds and the waves, and that he walked on the water, and he opened the blind eyes, and he cleansed the lepers. Jesus is Lord of heaven and earth because he shed his blood to pay the debt of our sins. We believe in him because his tomb is empty. He is the only human blood sacrifice accepted by the Heavenly Father. The claims he made are found in the Bible. Faith in Christ can come to those who hear the truth that he is the Son of God. Do you believe?
On a hill far away stood an old rugged cross, the emblem of suffering and shame. And I love that old cross where the dearest and best for a world of lost sinners was spent. I believe in a hill called Mount Calvary. I believe one
that the Christ who was slain on the cross has the power to change lives today.
Cherish the old rugged cross till my trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange.
Thank you for tuning into Moments of Inspiration. This ministry exists to honor Jesus and to encourage you in your walk of faith with Him. For more information, you can visit our website, momentsofinspiration.org. We offer free of charge a modern English version of the Bible. We also offer the New Life Behavioral Studies as a correspondence course. These studies help us understand the value of knowing Jesus and living the Christian life. If you're interested in these or other studies, you can write us at Moments of Inspiration, P.O. Box 653, Ballinger, Texas, 76821. Again, our address is Moments of Inspiration, P.O. Box 653, Ballinger, Texas, 76821. You may also contact us by email, moiradio@sbcglobal.net. Once again, our website is momentsofinspiration.org, where you will find more information about our ministry. Please join us next week for Moments of Inspiration. Moments is produced at KRUN 1400 AM in Ballinger, Texas.
In the light of His glory.